Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here, and we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we have a topic talk. And Social, today's topic is a little scandalous. The question is, can cheating in a romantic relationship ever be justified? Should the couple try to work through it, or is the trust permanently broken?
I really don't think it's ever justified. I personally have never cheated, so I don't understand. It's a decision too. I hate when people say that it's a mistake. I don't think it's a mistake. It's a choice that people actively made.
Right.
And you have to live with the consequences of that choice. And I think, like, if you do want to try to work through it, then the person who cheated needs to be willing to really put in the majority of the work and needs to be willing to see that there are going to be pretty big consequences. Like, that person is not going to trust you. Like, for a good long while. And I think that's perfectly acceptable and absolutely normal. It'd be kind of weird if they suddenly did trust you, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I really hate it when cheaters say something like, well, you weren't paying attention to me, or you weren't being attentive as a partner. And so I started looking in, you know, other places to get my needs met or whatever. And that's sort of kind of nonsense, you know. It's like, I think this is one of those rare occasions where it's like 100-0, you know, like it's 100% the cheater's fault. And they have to take full responsibility for their actions. I don't think there can be any hemming and hawing about it. I think it's such a red flag when a cheater starts trying to push the blame onto his or her partner for, you know, making me do that. It reminds me of like domestic violence, right? Where the domestic abuser tries to blame the, I didn't want to hit you, but you make me so angry, you know?
Right.
And that's just nonsense. Like, that's just garbage logic. And so, yeah,
I'll go a step further here and say that cheating is definitely a form of abuse, because you have to be lying to cheat, and lying is emotional abuse by definition. In some ways you're gaslighting your partner, you're hiding information from them, you're lying to them, you're invalidating them constantly, because you're trying to make them think that they're crazy when you're cheating, so that they don't hold you accountable for your actions, and you're blaming them and shaming them, and it just is toxic and it is abusive in the context. And I just really, really am against cheating.
Yeah, I like how you said that. It's a form of emotional abuse for sure.
Yeah.
And also, I think that like commitment requires again, there are a few times in life where I think it's like a zero sum meaning like it's 100% zero. Either you're committed to your partner or you're not, you know? And if you're with your partner, but you've always got like one eye kind of looking around for something better, something it's I just really hate that kind of behavior. It reminds me of like it happens in friendships as well, where it's like you know, Jack, you're good enough to hang out with at this party. But I'm going to keep my eye open, looking around the room for maybe somebody a little bit more interesting, a little bit cooler that I can go talk to. So you're good enough in the moment, but you're not really good enough. And that's a real self-esteem killer, I think.
Yeah, it is a self-esteem killer. And then ultimately, though, like dealing with cheaters and talking to them, I don't think it's anything about their partner not being, obviously it's not about their partner not being good enough, but I don't even think it's about them thinking their partner isn't good enough. It's like they just have this black hole in their heart and mind, and they need like constant validation and attention from other people. And most of the time
Yes.
they can't handle like critique. Like if something starts going wrong in a relationship, instead of facing up to their responsibility in whatever's going on or talking it out with their partner, they can't face criticism or face w issues when things get real. So they would rather just find a way to like escape in a sense and source their validation from someone else.
It's almost like they're willing to, if they don't get what they want completely, they're gonna blow it, they're gonna blow the whole thing up, you know? And that is like the most childish kind of toddler behavior. Like
Yeah.
it's the ultimate, I'm taking my ball and going home kind of behavior.
Right.
And
Yeah.
it's so immature. So you know, I think ultimately the second part of that question was, should the couple try to work through it? You know, I honestly don't think, I don't, I just think it's, I don't think you can come back from that, to be honest. So at least I know that I personally cannot come back from that. Cheating is a deal breaker in my for me. So if I were in a, you know, just hypothetically, I mean, I'm married, I've been married for 17 years, happily married. But if I'm just thinking hypothetically in like a dating situation or something, if that happened to me, I would just cut my losses and find a new partner. Like that's ultimately where I kind of land in it. What about you?
I think that I how do I say this? I think that people who stay and try to work through it, like a lot of times they get almost worse judgment than the cheater, like people calling them stupid and stuff. And I think that's so mean because they're already like a victim of this horrible situation, and they're really, I don't know, forgiving people, I think. But at the same time, I do think you can't come back from it. And even if you choose to try to work things out and try to come back from it or whatever, I personally think it's like you can't. Like you will always remember when they cheated on you, and it'll always affect your self-esteem, and you're always going to be wondering like where they are and what they're doing, and you're going to start behaving like a person that you don't recognize sometimes, I think.
Yeah, you're going to turn into
Yes.
somebody you don't want to be, like the kind of paranoid, looking under every rock for some kind of evidence, and it just consumes your life, and you're not really living at that point. You're more consumed with this relationship, and nobody deserves to have to live like that.
No one should have to live like that. So yeah. I mean, I think it's cool to cut your losses. It's something that it's like cheating is very common in Mexican culture, like men especially cheating on women. I think there's also a whole sexist level to cheating.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Where, like, in marriages, it's more common for men to cheat because of the way that society is, and to get away with it, or like for it to be acceptable anyway. To
Is it
some,
like the boys will be boys kind of mentality?
Yes, and men will be
Yeah,
men kind of
I
mentality.
hate
But I
that.
think that's,
Yeah.
I feel like that's true in at least every culture that I'm familiar with to some extent, you know? I definitely understand why people, especially people who already have kids or who are like have been married for a long time, why they would like want to try to work through it. Like, I definitely understand.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I if anyone is ever in that situation, I would say don't. Like, just don't. Just cut your losses. You'll always regret investing more time in fixing things than just moving on to a new relationship where you could have all the trust and respect that you should have had from the start and deserved in someone else that will respect you and care about you and be a reliable person that you can actually trust.
Yeah, and cheating when you have kids is really a new just a
Low.
deeper yeah like a new low, like that's about as low as you can go, because I mean you the psychic damage that you can that it that infidelity causes children is it has a ripple effect that will last throughout their lives as well. So your selfish act is actually affecting your children's lives and their happiness and their future relationships. So even from that point of view, it's almost just inexcusable.
Yeah, and it's traumatic to be cheated on. Like, I know that a lot of people might be like, oh, that's an overreaction or whatever, but it's not. Literally, like, it's traumatizing. It's someone that you're supposed to love and trust and all of this, and person that you're supposed to believe the most in, like when you're in a committed relationship, just throws all of that trust and belief in the trash and sacrifices your self-esteem and your self-worth and everything that you've poured into the relationship just to cheat on you. It is very traumatizing. And so It's like someone can be so selfish that they don't even think about how it's going to affect others. Like rather than just breaking up or going their separate ways or something, they'd rather put you in such a painful situation. It's just a selfish turd. I
Yeah,
have a better word.
a selfish turd.
This is, yeah, it's like what a turd, man. It's just sad, you know. So it's like, I don't know. I think for me, yeah, I mean, sure, you can get past it and all of this, but it's really low. I remember there was a, I don't know if you have you ever seen the Try Guys? They're like a YouTube group of four
Oh
different
yeah,
people.
I'm familiar with that YouTube channel.
Well, there was a guy named Ned in it.
Oh
And
yeah, the scandal a couple years ago. I remember this one.
yes, he would always talk about his wife. Like he loved his wife and he would always talk about his wife all the time on the show. And he was known as the wife guy of the Try Guys. And I really liked Ned and Ariel's relationship. And I was like, oh, I hope I find someone who loves me that much someday and who I love that much and trust that much. And I was like, they seem like really happy and everything. And then he was cheating on Ariel with a coworker, and she has like two kids by him. And
Ugh.
he publicly cheated on her. Like the way that she found out is like some fans saw him with this other girl, like dancing at a club, and posted pictures of it on Reddit. And like that's how she found out. And like the level of horribleness and like selfishness and everything, like, how low can you be? You know what I mean? It's just,
Just a worm, you know, just a belly
yeah.
crawler, you know.
And then like they stayed together anyway, I believe, and trying to work it out. And I just like, I feel bad for Ariel because I mean, it ultimately it's her choice, so I shouldn't say, oh, I feel bad for her. But like, what did it mean? It's like when you're cheated on in such a public context, and then and you have your kids and everything, and I just feel like she can do so much better than this worthless worm of a man, you know? Like,
Yeah, someone
yeah.
that's willing to just blow the foundations out from under your marriage, your relationship. Whatever compels a person to do that is there's a it's pathological, you know? It defies logic. I just can't wrap my mind around it almost, you know?
Yeah.
What would compel someone to just I guess maybe and the fact that what made it worse is that he was the marriage guy, you know, so
I know, only talking about his wife. John Mulaney, who's a famous comedian, also did like something very similar, apparently. It's just trash, like, you know, thinking about these men that are like always parading around about their wives and everything, and the whole time they're just like these worm cheaters. Like it really shook me when I found out that news. I was like, ew, what a nasty turd.
And a lot of times the excuse is the reason they give is because I can, which that is so dark to me, that kind of thinking, you know,
Bro, like I could kill him right now. Sorry, that's a little much for the podcast. I could like push someone off a cliff if figuratively if I wanted to. But like you don't do it because you're a human being and you like you don't why would you do something like that? It's so dark to think like there's no limit kind of. Okay, this is one thing that one of the reasons that I think you shouldn't stay with a cheater, like one of the big things is that I watch a lot of true crime and almost every man who has murdered his like pregnant wife or wife or whatever was a cheater first. They cheated first and they were cheating. They had like, there's either lots of instances of cheating in the relationship, like Lacey Peterson with Scott Peterson. Like, Scott Peterson cheated on her multiple times before he killed her.
Chris Watts,
Watts was cheating. All these like family annihilators, and it's just nasty. Like, they were cheaters also. And that really makes you think about it. Like, when you said it gets dark, like, 'cause I can, it's like, yeah. Because they can, like, Yeah, there's no limit to how far they'll go. Like sometimes it's a slippery slope. And someone
Right.
who's willing to cheat on you and like lie to you and betray you in that way and put your health at risk in many instances, physical health and emotional health, how far are they really truly willing to go? You have no
Sometimes
idea.
they're willing to go so far to cover up their indiscretions that they'll commit murder, you know? Now, this
Yeah.
is obviously that's a very small percentage,
Extreme
but
end,
yeah. It's
but still, pretty much all these family annihilators were cheaters, so think about that.
Well, there you go.
All right, listeners. Well, let us know what you think about cheating in the comments. I'm definitely curious to know, do you think that cheating is ever justifiable? Do you have a dark black and white thinking like Jack and I have about cheating? Yeah, let us know in the comments. We're very interested to know. So leave us a comment down below at A to Z English Podcast.com. Shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com and join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join our conversation and talk to Jack and I directly. Remember that Jack and I are now hosting an English corner for $10, around 10 USD or 80 RMB a month. So you get 20 English corner sessions with Jack and I for that quantity. You get to talk with other English speakers every single day, that Monday through Friday. And yeah, there are a lot of perks and there's a lot of cool people who speak really great English. And we have really fun discussion questions. So make sure to shoot us a message if you would be interested in that. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.